This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
You gotta choose one of them.
Which
one? It's gotta be Pulp Fiction. It's nothing but surf music.
It's awesome.
All kinds of surfboard stuff. Mm-hmm.
And Chad P.
How come some movies do a soundtrack, others do a score, and there's even some movies that do both? What's up with that?
Class is in.
This is Rock School from the land of the well-lubricated down here in Southeastern Louisiana University. My name is Joe Burns, and I'm wearing a top hat, and it's beautiful. It's only catching about, I don't know, about 30% of the thoughts that come out of my brain. I'm working here on the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University. What's your name over there, young man?
Chad Topkill P.
That's right. His head is full of golf balls and small pieces of tire.
Junk. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. This Rock School show is the first of a twofer, and it is the second Facebook experiment that we have done here on Rock School.
Wait, I didn't do this one.
I did one without you just to see what would happen.
I have
so many friends on Facebook, I thought I would give it a shot.
Eh.
What's the best way to buy rock music? Well, you can buy it album to album to album. I don't like downloads because I think it's killing rock music.
It is.
Rock music is really an album-oriented thing.
It
is. Pop music is song to song.
Mm-hmm.
Rock music is album-oriented, but if you want to buy rock music in its quickest, simplest, as many artist form as possible,
you get a various artist.
Right, you can get a various artist. You can get one of those, now that's what I call music CDs.
But those are
poppy.
Nah.
How about rock soundtracks?
That'll work.
Rock movie soundtracks.
Mm-hmm.
I got about, I don't know, 30 or 35 rock music soundtracks.
Uh-huh.
So what I did was I created a list. The top 25, in my opinion, the top 25 rock music soundtracks of all time.
All time.
So what I did is I created this thing and I made a quick criteria. It had to be from a movie.
Okay.
It couldn't be a soundtrack from like a concert. So you couldn't have Woodstock in there. You couldn't have The Last Waltz.
Fair enough.
You couldn't have The Wall.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Got it.
But it had to be from a movie.
All right.
Created my list of 25 and then I threw it up on Facebook. And
I didn't see it. When did you do this?
Well, it was a while back. I know you were out there.
Well,
I know
you're
out there because I see you and your wife. Your picture up there all the time.
Yeah.
Threw it up on Facebook and I said, here are my 25. What do you think?
Oh, and here they come.
Oh, yeah. And they came in like crazy. So this week, my picks.
Mm-hmm.
Next week.
My picks?
The picks. Well, sure. Throw one in there next week.
Well, thank you.
There you are. Next week, the picks from Facebook.
Cool.
So if you want, all told, there's going to be 50, if not more, great rock music
Sweet.
Soundtracks.
I've got my favorite already.
All right.
I already know what it is.
We'll let you know next week. Maybe it'll show up.
Could be.
We begin with this from 1978. The movie is, and by the way, great movies to put on your Netflix list.
What you got?
If not, FM. The story goes, QSKY Radio, Jeff Dugan builds a huge fan base and a great soundtrack. This is the movie that came around and gave us WKRP in Cincinnati.
Sweet.
If you like WKRP in Cincinnati, you will love the movie FM.
I need it then.
Fantastic soundtrack. Bob Seger, Steve Miller, Foreigner, Tom Petty, Randy Meisner, Steely Dan.
Wow, the who's who, huh?
Boz Scaggs, and the title track, again, from Steely Dan, FM. No static at all. Rock School. Steely Dan on Rock School as our first one, FM from 1978.
Dude, I am so excited about this title. This is great.
Now start thinking them through, because a lot of them that you think of may be on here. Here's one we're not going to play.
Okay.
Superfly, blaxploitation film from 1972. Gordon Parks Jr. Directed it. Ron O'Neill stars as young blood priest. Think Curtis Mayfield, mm-hmm. Pusher Man, Freddy's Dead, Junkie Chase, all mm-hmm. on there. Get a hold of that one.
Here's a series of them. We talked about this in a previous show, but I bet any Quentin Tarantino movie.
Got him.
He's got really good soundtracks.
Got him. I'm just
awesome.
Not there yet.
Awesome.
Number three, you may disagree with me.
What?
Saturday Night Fever.
Disco.
Now, yeah, the thing about it is,
if
you're going to have a well-rounded record collection, you do have to have this kind of stuff in there. And I think if you're going to do soundtracks, you got to have Saturday Night Fever in there. It was too seminal a movie.
I'll give you Saturday Night Fever, but yeah. Please tell me you didn't get Grease.
No, Grease is not
okay.
in here.
All right.
Grease was suggested by a listener or a Facebook person.
Yeah,
but
I can't do Grease.
I think you do have to have Saturday Night Fever in there.
Yeah, you're still cool.
Too big. The one we're going to play. 1987. Lou Diamond Phillips.
La Bamba.
La Bamba.
Ah, yes.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Love that movie.
It's now there are a lot of covers, and I'm not a big fan of when a movie just takes a lot of hit songs and covers them out.
Uh-huh.
But these are well done.
Mm-hmm.
Come On, Let's Go. We
mm-hmm.
Belong Together. Marshall Crenshaw's on here. Brian Setzer's on here. Bo Diddley doing a new version of Who Do You Love?
Jackie Wilson.
And of course, Jackie Wilson.
Nice.
Well, Jackie Wilson being redone.
Right.
But you got to know the classic.
Yeah.
Los Lobos, The Wolves, La Bamba, Rock School.
Doggone it, dude.
I gotta go get the movie now. Oh, yeah. I did the same thing.
I love that movie.
FM, and I had to watch FM after I put this list together.
Yeah, I was thinking about La Bamba the other day. That poor brother. Man, that guy just couldn't catch a break.
Yeah,
a lot of it he did to himself.
All success on this side,
right.
And none for him.
What about me?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
Let's go.
This is awesome.
Okay. You have to have, there are certain directors that have, or certain actors, that every one of their movies have great soundtrack. Now,
yeah.
You mentioned, you know, earlier on, Tarantino.
Yeah.
And I've picked a Tarantino, but we'll hang on to it.
Okay.
Are you a fan of Guy Ritchie films? Yes, no?
Kinda.
Not real. Okay, see, I really like a lot of Guy Ritchie films.
All right.
Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels and all that. But one of my favorite from him is Snatch.
Oh, that was good.
Absolutely love it. And I'm telling you, there are no real hits on this soundtrack, but if you get a hold of this puppy,
mm-hmm.
you really get a hold of some seriously good music. You got Dennis Farina yelling out on this thing. 10cc is on here. The Stranglers are on here. And there's an Oasis song that wraps it up called, I can't say the word, Blanking in the Bushes.
Yeah, okay.
And I wanted to play it. The problem is there's a voice in it the whole way through it that goes, blanking in the bushes.
Urinating in the bushes?
Well, something else. It plays during the boxing scene
uh-huh.
where Brad Pitt gets punched and falls over backwards into a pool of water.
Right.
And it's the greatest instrumental. It's fantastic. If you can get a hold of it, Snatch.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic soundtrack.
Nice.
It really is.
Cool.
And here's one that if you don't own this, and by the way, there's two of them.
Uh-huh.
The first one's the better one.
Okay.
The first one's the better one.
Caddyshack.
Dazed and Confused.
Yes!
You gotta get a hold of this
dude.
One. I mean, Matthew McConaughey, Ben Affleck, who else is in this thing? Jovitovich, who else? Let me think. Parker Posey is in it. And it's the last day of school, 1976. That's what's so great about a lot of these soundtracks. They are period pieces,
mm-hmm.
thus it locks in the music.
Yep.
Rick Derringer, Foghat, Alice Cooper, Black Oak, Arkansas, Nazareth, Nugent, The Runaways, and The Suite. Fox on the Run. If you haven't air drummed to this song, get your sticks out, man. If you're driving, hold on to the wheel. But otherwise, get your sticks out. Here comes a Fox on the Run from Dazed and Confused, Rock School. We'll be right back.
Question.
Do it.
For the professor.
You in the back, young man.
Yes. How come some movies do a soundtrack, others do a score, and there's even some movies that do both? What's up with that? Like, well, I know, for example, Pirates of the Caribbean has a score, because you don't really hear any songs in the movie. So they did a score.
Well, but think American Graffiti. American Graffiti relied solely on songs.
Right.
Think Blackboard Jungle. Blackboard Jungle released both a score and songs. Mm-hmm. They relied on Rock Around the Clock.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, a score on top of that. If you're dealing with American Graffiti, you have only songs, like Dazed and Confused, only songs.
Sure,
thus,
sure.
You release a soundtrack.
Right.
But if you have a soundtrack that has both songs and music written specifically for it, a mm-hmm. score underneath it, then you have a score and a group of songs.
Well,
so you release them both the same way.
I'm wondering why you would need both.
I guess it depends on what the director wants.
If I wrote a movie, I'd put songs in it. I wouldn't
need
somebody to write.
It depends on what the director wants. Emilio Estevez played Otto Maddox in 1984 in Repo Man. If you like punk at all, get a hold of Repo Man. Iggy Pop, Black Flag, Suicidal Tendencies, The Plugs, Burning Sensations. Great name for a punk band,
perfect,
by the way. Juicy Bananas, and it's great. In one fell swoop, you get 1980s punk in one soundtrack. Repo Man. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for listening to the Soundtracks Radio Show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. They love punk rock music up there.
They certainly do. Get us on iTunes. We're coming back with more great soundtracks, great rock soundtracks you have to have. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School, as we talk about the best rock and roll music soundtracks of all time, my picks at least, and we got to get going. I'm kind of slow here. The Commitments. 1991 film. It's all about a group of unemployed Dubliners that put together a rock band that's playing nothing but 1960s soul. My wife's favorite movie. The Breakfast Club. You have to have a John Hughes film.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, again, the directors who have great mm-hmm. films with multiple soundtracks.
He's full of Simple
gotta
Minds.
Gotta have one.
Simple Minds.
Yeah, that's the one that's seminal. Simple Minds. Don't mm-hmm. you forget about me.
Yep.
And Wang Chung is in there. Carla DeVito is in there. You gotta hold it. 1985's The Breakfast Club.
Yep.
Now you ask me, do you have one by Tarantino? Yeah.
Well, I know which one it is.
You got to choose one of them.
Which one?
It's got to be Pulp Fiction. It's nothing but surf music.
It's awesome.
All kinds of surfboard stuff. Mm-hmm. But they stuck one in there from Cool and the Gang. Everybody remembers Cool and the Gang for, you know, I'm so calm and everything. Even Celebration. La-di-da. You know, no. Not Tarantino. He went back and grabbed one of their real rockers from the 1970s, Jungle Boogie. Rock School. Get down, get down. 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 All right, just a little bit of time before the bottom of the hour. We got an up song. Let's keep the up songs going. Soundtracks you got to have. Rock and roll soundtracks you got to have. I know it's fake music, but this is Spinal Tap.
That's not fake music.
Yeah, you
it's
gotta
a fake
have
band.
It.
That's real music.
You got to have it.
And that
it.
Movie's awesome.
It is. It really is.
I got to add that to the Netflix queue now.
No, this is Spinal Tap, but the actual album is called Smell the Glove. So you have to have it. Lay that over there.
Awesome.
You really do. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Another album you got to have, another soundtrack you got to have, and a great movie you have to see, Singles.
Never
you ever heard
it.
Of it?
Yeah,
it discusses the ascendance of the grunge scene.
Okay.
So great grunge stuff. Pearl Jam's in there, Chris Cornell, Soundgarden, Mudhoney. There's a Jimi Hendrix stuck in there.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Alice in Chains Wood kicks off the whole thing.
Cool.
It is absolutely fantastic.
Cool deal.
And the one we're going to play, this is a Roger Corman film. If you don't know anything about Roger Corman was known for spending next to nothing to make a film. Nothing. I mean, he would make a film on $40,000. It would make $250,000, and he would consider it success. Let's go make another one. You know, that kind of thing. He made maybe the quintessential late 70s rock film with the Ramones. Rock and Roll High School. And it is a fantastic soundtrack. You got Brownsville Station, Smoking in the Boys Room, Alice Cooper, Devo, Eddie and the Hot Rods, a couple little Fleetwood Mac stuck in there. And then if you like the Ramones, every one of them crammed right in there. Pinhead, I want to be your boyfriend, I want to be sedated, and of course, Rock Rock, Rock and Roll High School.
Nice.
And it sounds like this, Rock School.
Rock, 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 rock.
It's a good day when you play Van Halen. It's a gooder day when you get to play the Ramones on Rock School.
Ooh,
yes,
me,
another question
me,
from
me,
the young
me,
man
me,
in
me.
The back.
Yeah, well, go ahead. Okay, let's say I am a director and I got this movie. And
you're
I,
a director and you I'm, got this movie.
I got a movie that I wrote and I want a Van Halen song in it.
Okay.
What do I have to do to get that song?
Contact Yesup Publishing. That's their publishers. Sad that I know that. And you pay the money.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's all I got to do?
Seldom does a musician own his own rights to his songs.
Right.
Prince does, Don McLean does, a few other people do.
And that has to do with the master tapes, right?
Well, yeah, or there's just the simple legality rights to it.
Okay.
But it's the concept of the songs, once they are written and created and put out there, they're owned by publishing companies.
Okay.
And if the artist is the author of the song, permission, you pay. You give permission and pay the royalty to be able to use the song.
So you just mean if David Lee Roth wrote this particular song that
right.
I want,
yeah.
he has ownership rights to that song.
Well, he has ownerships if he hasn't turned it over to the publishing company.
Okay.
You would pay the publishing company, and then he would get a publishing royalty when the song is played. And I'm sure you would receive a contract, and the contract would state, in order to use this inside of a movie, how much money would be spent, and blah, blah,
so
blah,
it has,
blah, blah.
So it has nothing to do with, like, hey, we're going to have the soundtrack copied down to a CD, and we're going to sell them, and you'll get a percentage.
Exactly that. Oh, yeah, and he'll get a percentage of it. For example, Van Halen didn't want their music being used to sell Crystal Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is the people said, well, it doesn't matter. What we'll do is we won't use your song. We'll just re-record it. Because it's in the publisher. And Van Halen said, whoa, okay, don't re-record it. Use the song. Just give all the money to charity.
Oh.
That's what they did.
Oh,
but
okay.
They didn't own the song. The publishing company did.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Time for 7 days and 70 seconds. Monday, June 7th through Sunday, June 13th. Go ahead with Monday, Chad.
Monday, June 7th, back in 1940. That was 70 years ago. But anyway, it's not unusual to know that Tom Jones, the heartthrob, was born in South Wales because he's Welsh.
There you are. 10 years ago in 2000, Sinead O'Connor comes out of the closet in an interview that was published later in the year in Curve magazine.
June 9th in 1915, Mr. Les Paul, the inventor of the solid body electric guitar. He was born in Waukesha, Wisconsin.
20 years ago, Thursday, June 10th, three members of Two Live Crew are arrested for performing songs from their band album As Nasty As They Wanna Be.
That's the second week in a row you had a Two Live Crew.
Well,
bit.
The whole thing blew up. We may get them a third week in a row.
Nice. June 11th, that's a Friday this year, but 15 years ago in 95, after having a bad reaction to a prescribed drug, Courtney Love went to the hospital.
Yeah, prescribed.
Right.
45 years ago, 1965, the Stones release Satisfaction. And 5 years ago, 2005, Michael Jackson is acquitted of all charges in his child molestation trial held in Los Angeles, California. And that goofy woman, if you remember, threw doves every time. Here's one of these things where there's an actor, and just about every neat movie he's in has a great soundtrack.
Will Smith.
John Cusack.
Oh, yes, you are right.
John Cusack. In Igor, it's nothing but Louis Prima films. in High Fidelity, it's great sort of indie songs.
Mm-hmm.
Say Anything has got, In Your Eyes and great songs from in that general ilk, the 1980s, mid-1980s. But the one I'm picking, Gross Point Blank.
Mm-hmm.
Gross Point Blank has great songs from the 1980s. It's got Blister in the Sun, The Femmes, The Specials, El Matador by Los Fabulous Cadillacs. Love them. Clash in the English Beat, but here's the one I want to play. The Jam, Absolute Beginners, right here from Gross Point Blank. Rock School. That was one from a John Cusack film. No, not all of his films go that way. You know, Must Love Dogs was a real stinker. But a lot of his other ones, you know, fall
I don't see
that
anybody
way.
Buying the Con Air soundtrack.
I don't know. I didn't dislike
Trisha
Con
Yearwood.
Air so much. I didn't dislike
I like
it
the
all
movie.
That much. Yeah. Here's another one that I think you should have. Again, if you notice, I'm grabbing a lot of soundtracks that have period pieces that sort of show the music at that time. Singles was grunge. Do the Right Thing. Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. You want to hear early rap, back when rap actually, in my opinion, was something that was worth listening to or worth checking out?
Right.
Do the Right Thing. Starts with Public Enemy, Fight the Power. It's also got some Al Jarreau on there. Lori Perry is on there. Steel Pulse, Keith John. It's good. Do the Right Thing is a worthy thing.
Honorable mention, because I just thought of this one. It probably didn't make your list, but Airheads.
Yeah.
You remember that movie?
I think Airheads is a good one. I think it is. Another one you should get your hands on. Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles. Magical Mystery Tour by the Beatles. Again, it's another one of these that seems like a greatest hits LP. Again, Magical Mystery Tour. Fool on the Hill. Flying. Blue Jay Way. I Am the Walrus.
All
of that from there. Bad film. Unless you're a real big Beatles fan. But here's another one. That is two albums from the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Great, 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 great movie.
Let me guess it. I think I know it. Forrest Gump.
You picked one from next week.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Trainspotting. Trainspotting. Two of them, I think the first one is better. Think Iggy Pop. But again, Brian Eno's on it. Primal Scream, New Order, Blur. Great, great, sort of off-the-beaten-path type stuff. And it's sort of the coming back of Iggy Pop. And here you go. When you hear this song, you either think Trainspotting or I want to buy a cruise. Here's Lust for Life, Rock School. Love that.
I know one of our loyal listeners, Philip Colwart, is jumping up and down right
now. Fan of Iggy Pop, is he?
Oh, he loves Iggy Pop.
Love
but every time we listen to him, I'm like, I'm scared that my speakers are going to blow.
Just turn it down a little bit. Okay, 15 minutes left to go. Seven movies. I'll give you another one right now you really should have on your shelf. The Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I think you need to have that. Again, remakes of some old pieces and, of course, some real, real well-done stuff. Peter Gunn themes on there. Give Me Some Love and Shake a Tail Feather. What am I thinking of? Aretha Franklin's Think is on there. Minnie the Moocher is on there. Really good stuff. And, of course, a screaming version of Jailhouse Rock at the end. You really should have that. Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain, as I keep throwing my paper all over the place.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. Burlington, Wisconsin was the site of a well-known movie. I can't think of the name.
Yeah, it was, and it had a great soundtrack, as I remember.
Can't think of that either.
When we come back, we're going to do another one from a great, great actor who's in a lot of movies with great soundtracks. He just passed away about 2 weeks ago.
I know who it is.
Yeah, you should be able to pretty easily pick it out. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we talk about great rock and roll soundtracks. This is week one. Next week, we will talk about what the people on Facebook told us about. Here's one that's out of the clear blue sky. You got to have this. George Clooney, John Turturro, Tim Blake Nelson, John Goodman, Holly Hunter, Charles Durning. Oh, brother, where art thou?
You know it.
Oh, yeah. And it's really not rock music.
No, it's not.
But it's a kind of music that you should know about. Mountain music, I guess, is the best way I could explain it. It's really something you should have your ears on, something you should listen to. And I brought a song from it. We're just not going to have time to do it. Brought In the Jailhouse Now from the Soggy Bottom Boys. Okay, back from 1969, Dennis Hopper.
Yeah.
Was the gentleman who just died not too long ago. And yes, he was in a lot of great movies and a lot of great movies with a lot of great soundtracks, Apocalypse Now and all of that. But I'm going back to the one that everyone really sort of associates him with, Easy Rider. And the song that comes out of Easy Rider, I think everyone can do it. It's the song that gave us the phrase heavy metal. It's Born to be Wild. great stuff on this one. The Birds are on here. Steppenwolf, there's other Steppenwolves on here. The Electric Prunes, Roger McGuinn is on here. The Hendrix Experience of Six Was Nine. Get a hold of it. Easy Rider soundtrack. But here you go. Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf, Rock School.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way.
This is Rock School. We got time for two more songs, and I got four more movies to go. So
I
we'll do
come
one,
up and
play
bar,
one, do one, play one.
Borrow some movies from you.
Yeah, well, I got a bunch of them. Almost Famous.
Mm-hmm. Great, I said this
great,
at the beginning.
One. Oh,
you know what?
Yeah.
You know what song makes that movie for me? The Elton John song.
Oh, yeah, Tiny Dancer?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, or Tony Danza. Yeah. Yes is on there. Todd Rundgren, The Who. Stillwater, which is the movie that, or the movie
the
band,
band
that's in it. Yeah, it's based on Crow's experience with the Allman Brothers, Led Zeppelin. Just try not to make them look cool. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay. What? No Scorsese? You don't have any Scorsese in here? Are you kidding me? Oh, yes, of course I do. Goodfellas. Goodfellas. Now, everybody knows the coda from Layla, but here's what you got to do. Don't get the good soundtrack. Don't go and buy the soundtrack because, yeah, it's got great songs on it. Not a question. But go to Wikipedia. Look at the soundtrack that they've compiled there. Everyone that's in the movie, and you will be a good fella because they have the right songs in there. They've got Leader of the Pack by the Shangri-Las, Look in My Eyes by the Chantels, Then He Kissed Me, I Will Follow Him by Betty Curtis. They've got the real music that was in the movie, not just the songs they wanted to release, the rock songs. Mm-hmm. They've got the real songs that were in there, and they've got this one. Dean Martin, man. I know we played Sammy Davis Jr. last week, and I know I'm getting into a real, you know, this kind of music mode.
There's nothing wrong with playing the Rat Pack.
Dean Martin from Goodfellas. Ain't that a kick in the head?
It is.
Rock School.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Okay, last break, and I got two more movies to go. How'd I do?
I think you did great.
Good picks.
I can't wait till next week. I want to bring in a couple.
Good for you. And we'll do the ones that people mentioned on Facebook as well. And there's some good ones in there. So
cool
if
deal.
I missed one, don't write to me yet. Wait till next week. It may come up. Here's one we're not going to play, The Big Chill. The Big Chill soundtrack. Again, a period piece back from the 1960s, 70s. Marvin Gaye, Temptations, Rascals, Three Dog Nights, Procol Harum. Get a hold of it.
Yeah.
Very, very good soundtrack. And the one we're going to finish on. You're trying to seduce me, Mrs. Robinson.
I'm about to say, what are you
Aren't
talking about?
You? I'm sorry? The,
yeah,
graduate.
The Graduate.
Oh, yeah. And of course, it's really a Simon and Garfunkel piece. Mrs. Robinson, that's when we're going to finish up on Scarborough Fair. And that's just what we'll do. We'll finish up on that. Mrs. Robinson. So, cuckoo, ka-choo. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
See you next week for part two of this, talking about rock and roll soundtracks. Class is dismissed.